Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ramus Communications once again here. And today is November the 12th, 2019, and it's Tuesday. And you were just listening to some music from our good friend, Annie Carto, who's going to be with us in a few moments on the air here. And we'll do our novena prayer to Lady Fatima first and honor her, as we always do at this time. And begin as follows. Most Holy Virgin Mary, you came to Fatima to reveal to the three children, Lucia, Jacinta, and Francisco, the graces which come from praying the Holy Rosary. Inspire us with a sincere love of this devotion, so that like the children, it is not a burdensome task, but a life-giving prayer. And may our prayers and meditations on the mysteries of our redemption bring us closer to your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And as most of you know, Our Lady of Fatima appeared to those three children on six different occasions and asking us to pray the rosary every day and make sacrifices and practice the first Saturday devotion. In return, we can help save souls from hell and help bring about peace in the world. So it means that we're really empowered to make a spiritual difference, and that's why we're here, and we're glad you're with us. All right. Well, as promised, we've got Annie Carto, and she's been on hold for a few moments. I hope she's still there. Annie, are you still there?
I'm here.
Yeah. I always hold my breath when I do that, you know, because, and just in case we, you know, like the way it's set up here, if somebody calls in on this number, it might disconnect us. And if it does, call me right back.
I sure will.
Just for future reference, in case that happens. I hope it doesn't. But okay. So, well, how's the weather down there in Florida right now?
It is a beautiful 78 degrees.
Oh, no.
I hesitant to say that with some of the northern states, I can't lie. It's beautiful, but we're supposed to get what we call a cold front down here.
Yeah.
It'll just get up to 72 tomorrow.
Oh, no.
it's been in the low 80s.
You know our good friend Charlie DeFeo, right?
I sure do, Tony, yes.
And he's down, his mom's down there in Florida, and he's spends time down there. And I forget where, Fort Myers, I think. Where are you at?
I'm in my husband and I are in Treasure Island, but he's actually up visiting family in Indiana, helping his sister out.
Oh.
He sent me a picture of snow this morning, and he said they broke a record. It was only 9 degrees this morning when they woke up.
Oh, my. That's awful.
Yeah. Right.
You know, if they ever wondered, that's amazing. Well, we play your music a lot. Have you noticed? We think it's terrific, really. We've got right now, before you came on, I had playing your album, A Gift for Our Lady, and the number that was up at the time was, What Child Is This? The instrumental.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
That's beautiful. Yeah. That is really nice. And then, of course, you come on and many of the other songs here. And we'll be playing more of that towards the end of the program and so on.
Okay.
I know we have a common interest in pro-life. You went to the march last year, didn't you, in March for Life in Washington?
We did, Tony. My husband Dave and I. It was our first time in D.C. Normally, we've in the past, we've tried to go to St. Augustine, Florida, because they have a beautiful pro-life march. But this past year, we decided we have a priest friend, Father Dennis Cooney, who leads his parish and his youth group. So we decided to join up with them, and it was just... It was such a moving experience.
Yes, it is.
Both of us. Mm-hmm.
When you see all the young people and thousands of people, and suddenly you realize this is a grassroots movement, to be sure.
Absolutely.
So,
it's so uplifting to see the young people, as you say, and to see the signs and all the different schools, all the churches, parishes, priests. Everyone marching for the sanctity of life. You just come away renewed.
Peacefully and yet determined.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of pro-life, I went online there to look at the some of the information on the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops website. And, well, right now they're having a meeting, their annual quarterly meeting in Baltimore, I think it is. And so we wish them well on that. And one of the prelates there at the pro-life committee, their bishop, Archbishop Joseph Nauman of Kansas City in Kansas, whom you know, right?
Yes, I do. I sang at one of the ordinations in his diocese. I was invited to sing the song I wrote for priests, Priests Forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I first met Archbishop Nauman. And then, as I shared with you, I interviewed him on Vigilant Heart. I have a little radio program every Monday night on Radio Maria.
Yeah.
And he was fantastic, Tony.
Oh, wow. I'd love to hear that. And
he's a great example, and he's a wonderful leader in the pro-life movement, and he leads the bishops, as you know. They appointed him to lead him in this most important apostolate, and that's why I'm grateful for your show that we have is pro-life, is fighting for and speaking up for and praying and fasting for an end to abortion.
Sure. And respect for all life at the in the life continuum from beginning to end.
Absolutely. Yeah. From beginning to end.
We also pride ourselves, the bishops are having a, what is it, I took this down. Let me get my notes here for a second. It's their annual fund that they, what is it called? I underlined this and everything. Of course, I'm having a hard time finding it. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. I'll find it. It's somewhere in here. But in any event, it's Campaign for Human Development. That's it. And that's to help out wherever we can the poor in the world, and especially here in areas of the United States, and because in the long run it will help produce more faithful people, so to speak. We wanted to highlight that, and that's one of our concerns here. But again, speaking on the pro-life, there, Archbishop Nauman was talking about encouraging all the parishes of the diocese throughout the country. And he said there's over 17,000. Did you know that? There's 17,000 dioceses in the United States.
No, I did not know that.
I didn't either. And,
quite a number.
Yeah, and let's see if I can read a quote here. It says, each parish is best able to identify the local pregnancy help resources which are currently available and to identify potential gaps that need to be addressed. The parish community is uniquely positioned to encourage a collaboration of resources at the local level and to increase awareness of help available to mothers and families in need. That's beautiful. There's some organization there, you know. There's like a. I think that's really important. I'm really glad to read that.
It's wonderful, and he's so right in saying that churches are, you know, they're uniquely designed to be a community of people willing to help women in need and women in crisis pregnancies. We have our own local crisis pregnancy center started by a parishioner.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is once a month, we have pro-life Sunday once a month in our parish. And we have a family bring up a rose to bring to Our Lady, signifying our love for life.
Mm-hmm.
And also diapers. We bring diapers and baby food and clothing for little ones, new clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all donated on that Sunday once a month. So we're very faithful as a parish in helping out our local crisis pregnancy center.
I mean, that's, you've made a shining example of what he's talking about, I think. And
we're trying to, Tom. And I, Tony, I just think it's something parishes can do. It doesn't have to be a big separate committee or anything. If you can just, you know, one Sunday a month, if your pastor can set aside to, you know, gather things like we do for the local crisis pregnancy center, it is a big help.
Yeah. And, well, we do our share of things like that up here in different parishes in our Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Too many for me to mention and go into detail, but it's just neat that, you know, the same concept is all over the country. And with these words from the Archbishop, you know, just let's make it a little more organized. And boy, maybe we can really make a big difference. And like, not that we're not already making one, but we can make an even bigger one.
Absolutely. That's great news.
Hey, Annie, who's St. Joseph at? Today's his feast day, and I promised people that you would talk about him.
Well, you know, he's not a very well-known saint. In fact, I didn't know anything about him, and I found this really good article on Catholic News Agency, and he was a monk. He was an Eastern Orthodox monk, and today's his feast day because he was martyred.
Uh-huh.
And he's known for, Tony, trying to bring the Eastern Orthodox Catholics back to the Holy See, back to the Roman Catholics. He was born in 1580 in the Western Ukrainian region.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, although the Eastern churches began to separate from the Holy See in 1054, a union had existed for a period of time after the 15th century, but it was very contentious time.
Yes.
And he continued to remain faithful, and tensions began to build between supporters of being reunited with the Roman Catholics, with the Holy See, and it began to escalate. And Josephat, he lamented the attacks that would lead to his death. And he said, "You people want to put me to death," he protested. "You make ambushes for me everywhere, in the streets, on the bridges, on the highways, and in the marketplace." And he says, "I'm here among you as a shepherd, and you ought to know that I would be happy to give my life for you." So his whole life was an exemplary life of zeal and care for souls who saw that the value of this union, this solidarity with the Roman pontiff, and he worked for that union. But it became so contentious on a fall day in 1623. An Orthodox priest had been shouting insults outside his residence, the Archbishop's residence, and trying to force his way inside. St. Josephat had him removed, but the man assembled a mob in the town, this article goes on. They arrived and demanded the Archbishop's life, threatening his companions and servants. Unable to escape, St. Josephat died praying for the man who shot and then beheaded him before dumping his body in a river. But listen to this, listener. St. Josephat's body was discovered incorrupt 5 years later.
Wow.
Remarkably, the saint's one-time rival, the Orthodox Archbishop Meletius, was reconciled with the Catholic Church in later years, and St. Josephat was canonized in 1867. So, what a great message for our time. In this time of contentiousness and disunity, that we call upon St. Josephat, who's known for his unity. That was his message of unity among Christians, that we come together in the name of Jesus, and we stand together in the name of Jesus, not on divisive sides, but as one body, one church in the Lord.
That's a terrific story. And, of course, we continue to try and promote ecumenism within Christianity. And things are a little bit calmer now than I guess they were, you know, 700 years ago or whatever. But still, there's divisions. And, you know, and the whole thing about it being a martyr, well, you know, whether it's someone like him or someone from the second century or current martyrs, martyrdom, that's the ultimate, isn't it, huh?
It's the ultimate. It is. And, you know, laying down your life for another is the ultimate sacrifice. And I discussed this yesterday with Father Dennis Cooney on my radio show, Vigilant Heart, with Radio Maria, about the veterans and their families and laying down lives for another. It's the ultimate sacrifice.
Yes.
And this month, Tony, is filled with such saints. We started with, you know, the Feast of All Saints Day, and All Souls Day followed. And there's so many beautiful saints to celebrate. Saint Cecilia. We have the Presentation of Our Lady of the Blessed Virgin Mary on the 21st of November.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a beautiful month to remember to call upon the saints for their intercession and for their help. And this is such a great time to call upon Saint Joseph that, because we need unity in our country.
Mm-hmm.
We need unity and peace in our families. In fact, we'll all be gathering for Thanksgiving around the table, and one of the questions I presented to my guests last night was a practical one. How can we maintain that peace and unity when a family member sitting across from us might be totally opposite from us in their political views and the way they feel, the way they go about living their life? And Father Cooney had a great answer. He said, 100 years from now, it won't matter. So love that person. Try to see Christ in that person.
Sure.
We do have to speak the truth with love. If it's brought up about abortion, of course we know that. We speak the truth with love. But remember to value and to love that person and ask Christ to give you his heart to love that person across the Thanksgiving table for
sure,
you.
Sure, sure.
And always promote peace and unity.
Wow, that's well said. And I would like to add that the November is also a great month for remembering those who we don't know where they are right now. And hopefully, you know, they're spending time maybe in purgatory and they depend on us to help them make that final leap into heaven.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Father brought up a beautiful point that I think will help your listeners. He says, there is no time with God. So if you had a relative that died 20 years ago, you can pray a Divine Mercy Chaplet or a rosary for that person and apply it.
Really?
The time
I heard that before. Is that right? Yeah.
Yes, that's true. It's liturgically correct.
Oh, boy.
The church teaches that. And in St. Faustina's diary, Jesus told St. Faustina, and all her works have been approved by the church, to pray the chaplet for souls that are dying or that have died, because our prayers reach beyond the boundaries of time and death.
Okay.
The Lord can honor those prayers, even if a person's been gone, as I said, 10 or more years, 5 years, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
The Lord sees that prayer. In all time. It's so mind-blowing. It's kind of hard to understand. But it's never too late to pray for our loved ones, to pray for a change of heart, to pray that at the time of their death, they have that grace of conversion to turn back towards God. And as you said, Tony, it's so important to pray for the holy souls in purgatory who are in need of our prayers. And they will benefit us, and they pray for us. So we're all one body in the church triumphant, the church militant, that's us, and the church suffering in purgatory. We're all one, and when we pray for each other, it helps the other. So we're all a part of this big church, and the prayers are needed at each stage, in each section of the church, I'm going to say.
You know, when you mentioned Sister Faustina, I crossed my mind if you had an opportunity to see the movie about her that came out.
Oh, I did. Like many of your listeners, Tony, I was so moved.
Yeah.
I was so moved. At first, one of my reactions afterwards as I thought about it, I thought, well, I wish they would have highlighted her more, Saint Faustina.
Yeah.
But then I thought they were probably trying to appeal to a wider audience.
Mm-hmm.
And so the historical facts that they entered into and explained, I thought, were very important for people that might not be familiar with the Divine Mercy message and devotion. And it's more than a devotion, it's a way of life. But I thought that was so interesting because people find historical facts very intriguing.
Yes.
And not all people can grasp at once the devotional aspect or St. Faustina's writings.
Yes.
Sometimes it's a little too much for them, but I thought about it and I liked the way they appealed to a wider audience.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of Sister Faustina, just put a note in here about our Legion of Mary Curia down here in Wilmington, Delaware. They we're very glad that they are praying on our radio station here at ramuscomms.com every Friday afternoon and live streaming the Divine Mercy prayer. And
Beautiful. Chaplet is so powerful.
And they're dedicated. I mean, snow or whatever, they're there. I mean, I was really impressed with, and then they come on, have a little teaching about the saint of the day and, or, you know, a little reading that help expand people's knowledge about, you know, the saints that are currently being honored.
Yeah, well, I welcome, and I thank you for asking me to research St. Joseph.
I am too.
I knew nothing of him. And now I do, and I'm going to pray to him.
There you go. You've made a believer out of me. As I said, I had my other things, and I was counting on you. Thank you.
It was wonderful. To read that he was incorruptible after
I'd like to see more about I'd like to read up on that. Okay, well, Annie, you ready? We'll do the Sorrowful Mysteries today. How's that?
Oh, I'm more than ready. I welcome it. It's such a blessing.
Okay.
I love the rosary, and it's our lifeline.
That's for sure. Well, we want to keep in our prayers today all the victims and families of victims of natural disasters and man-made events, some of which are by evil design, as we know. And we also pray for the Holy Father, Pope Francis, and members of the clergy, all the souls in purgatory, and all the souls in need of confession for the end of violence in all of its forms, including abortion, for the safekeeping of our families and all of our other intentions, personal and otherwise. Let's now begin the Holy Rosary on this Tuesday while meditating on the Sorrowful Mysteries. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Amen. The first sorrowful mystery is the agony in the garden, and fruit of the mystery is sorrow for sin. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The second sorrowful mystery is the scourging at the pillar, and fruit of the mystery is purity. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third sorrowful mystery is the crowning with thorns, and the fruit of the mystery is courage. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you, and blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The fourth sorrowful mystery is the carrying of the cross, and fruit of the mystery is patience. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The fifth sorrowful mystery is the crucifixion of our Lord on the cross on Good Friday. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead all souls to heaven.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve, and to you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this vale of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O Clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made
worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray, O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life. Grant, we beseech you, that by meditating upon these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We do the Magnificat at this time. Annie, would you want to lead that, or I'll read it from here?
You can read okay. it. Yes, please do.
Okay.
I want to apologize to our listeners for the ending of one of the last Our Fathers. I went to the Fatima prayer instead of lead us not into temptation.
Yeah, I know.
Amen. So I apologize for that, but thank you.
Okay, well, that makes up for the time when I... Oh, I made a big gaffe the last time you were with us, and I won't remind you about it. Okay, now the Memorare prayer. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto you. O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother, to you we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And thank you, everybody, for joining us today here in our efforts to make a spiritual difference. Thank you so much, Annie. You were great. Yeah.
Oh, it was such a blessing,
yeah.
Tony. Thanks for inviting me on.
Sure. And maybe you want to let our listeners, our prayer partners, know your web address again.
Sure. They can find my music at www.AnnieCarto.com, and I was mentioning before to you that I have a song, Give Thanks, that I'm going to be playing a lot during November. Give thanks to the Lord. It resounds through much of the Psalms. Give thanks to the Lord.
Okay, and that fits in with Thanksgiving.
Really a time of Thanksgiving, yeah. And I wish all your listeners a very blessed and holy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you, and likewise, I'm sure.
Thank you.
And we want to have you back again, promise?
Oh, I would like to come back.
All
thank
right.
you, Tony.
Okay.
Thank you.
You've
been very gracious.
All right, we'll be talking to you, and once again, everybody, that's Annie Carto, and Annie, we're going to play, we're going to hang up our microphones here in a second, but I want everyone to know we'll continue with your album here called A Gift for Our Lady, okay?
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
God bless.
Thank you for listening to our Faith for the Journey series. We hope the Holy Spirit uses this recording to touch your spiritual side. In life, we strive to be in balance. We attempt to have balance in our work, diet, budget, and families. The Jesuits have always taught that we are a complicated mix of mind, body, and soul. It is crucial to have balance in those three arenas of our lives. Faith for the Journey has a goal to feed the soul through fascinating stories of people, their faith, and their journey. Be sure and log on to our website for more information. FaithForTheJourney.com.
We are honored and privileged to have a singer-songwriter, contemplative, Annie Carto, and with us today, and she's going to share her various stories of God moments throughout her life that inspired her to write many of the songs that she has written and recorded. Annie, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, Chuck. Thank you for this opportunity.
And you had a quote from that you'd like to read first?
Well, Pope Benedict, we were talking about suffering in life and why that we have to suffer. And I love this quote by Pope Benedict Emeritus. He says, "It is not by sidestepping or fleeing from suffering that we are healed, but rather by our capacity for accepting it, maturing through it, and finding meaning through uniting with Christ, who suffered with infinite love." That quote has really helped me in my lifetime because I know, like many of the listeners today, we have joyful, sorrowful, glorious times in our lives, and God's weaving a beautiful painting with the dark colors of suffering and the joys, and we won't get to see that portrait until we're in heaven, but it's something quite beautiful and breathtaking.
Wow. Wow. So you look at the various happenings in your life as it's all part of, through the eyes of faith, that God is weaving your picture, your story, your
my
life.
My story. Yeah, my story.
Well, tell me about the encounter with God's mercy 27 years ago and how that experience set you on a mission.
Well, I was raised in a beautiful Catholic family, one of eight children, and I was number four. And my dad nicknamed me Puddle Jumper at an early age because he would drop us off before Mass on his way to work in our Catholic grade school. And I would spend the time jumping puddles in front of the pastor's office, you know, anything to delay. My brothers wanted to go in at the last minute. So that name kind of stuck with me. I married the first time at a very tender age of 17, much to the dismay of my parents. And then 6 years later, I was divorced with two small boys and then remarried my present husband, but outside of the church. So my parents, as good Catholics, you can imagine, were not very happy. And then 27 years ago, as Chuck mentioned, I was quite broken. I had made many poor decisions in my life, and I was feeling like a failure. And I was really struggling. My present marriage was struggling at that time. But my parents invited me to the Ozark Mountains where they had retired. And on top of this mountain was a beautiful chapel. And behind the altar, it was all glass. And my mother said, "We've started a new devotion to the Divine Mercy." And the first thing I thought, Chuck, was, "I am not interested in another devotion." But I didn't want to say that to my mother, of course. She had these really sharp blue eyes. So I went into the chapel. She had given me the diary of St. Faustina, the Polish nun who kept a beautiful diary of Jesus' words to her. And there on the altar, I could see Jesus and the host, and I felt such a loving mercy coming from the host, bathing me, washing me tenderly, like a mother would wash her child. And wow. I almost felt like Jesus was saying, "Annie, I see all your sin and poor choices, but I'm offering you my mercy in exchange for your misery." It just seemed too good to be true. I had never felt so loved unconditionally in my whole life.
Wow, you went there reluctantly, so you really didn't want to be there.
No.
But you had this feeling that God was speaking to you.
He was, and he was healing me, all my woundedness and all my poor choices. Just tears were streaming out of me. I later read that St. Jerome said there were two waters of conversion, the waters of baptism and the tears of repentance.
Oh, wow.
So those were the tears I was crying that evening. The next day I went to confession. I was still quite afraid because the priest that I was going to confession to was a family friend. He knew the history of our family. But when I walked in, I could see the Divine Mercy image on the wall, which is the image, of course, with the two rays coming from Christ's heart, signifying the waters of baptism and the blood, you know, the Eucharist. And I knew I was in the right place. And after my confession, Father just took my hands and he said, "Annie, how many people do you think are out there just like you who have lost their way? For your penance, I want you to spread this beautiful message of God's mercy the rest of your life."
And that was his penance for you?
Yes. And that was 27 years ago, and I'm trying to be faithful to that. And I would say to anyone who's struggling with forgiving themselves or someone in your family or someone who's hurt you, God's mercy is greater. His mercy is greater than any sin that we have. So that's the message of that time of my life. His mercy is greater.
That is a beautiful message, beautiful. And you do it so well in song. Hmm. Your voice, I still say it's like the angels are singing.
Oh, and God.
So what song grew out of this experience?
The Lord gave me a song when I returned to my home in Indiana. It was Divine Mercy Flood My Soul. And that's sort of launched my music ministry at that time. It was just a beautiful encounter with the mercy of God.
So you were so moved by this experience that you went back home and you wrote the song.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
Stormy night, his face was adorned in a golden light. I felt so unworthy, I wanted to run and hide, but his gaze was so intense, I felt paralyzed. Divine mercy, like a river, oh, flood my soul. Wash me clean, make me whole. Divine mercy, like a river, oh, flood my soul. Wash me clean.
Touch my